Steve Ulm and Megan Cao will face off for the Honolulu prosecutor seat this November. Both have previous experience as prosecutors. They say they can lead the office into a new era, following a corruption scandal that forced prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro to take leave. Ulm led the field of seven candidates, claiming 35% of the votes. He says the results proved voters want someone they can trust.
I think voters are going to have confidence that I have experience, but also successful experience. When I was at the prosecutor's office before, I created a culture of high ethical standards and doing justice. I trained the deputies in how to be good trial attorneys, how to be ethical, and then the work as the U.S. attorney and judge. So I think it's my effective leadership that is a big difference.
The race for second place came down to Cao and public defender Jackie Esser. Cao prevailed, drawing more than 20% of the votes. She says she's confident she can convince voters that she's the right person for the job.
I just need to go out and talk to people. I very early on realized that meeting people in person was my strength, and talking about the prosecutor's office and the justice system. And if I continue to do that and talk to enough people, I think that we will be able to take the race in November.
While the night didn't turn Esser's way, she says her candidacy aimed to invoke change in the criminal justice system. To that end, she believes her campaign was successful.
Whoever may prevail as the next prosecutor, I do hope that they take in mind that people do want a more fair and just system, and a system that recognizes people are more than their worst act, and that they are capable of change if we give them the right support and services.
Voters will choose the next city prosecutor on November 3rd. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.